From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. The parents of two students who died by suicide at a Truman State University fraternity house are suing the school, the fraternity, and a fraternity member who they claim encouraged the suicides. The lawsuit filed yesterday says the fraternity brother advised the two students on committing suicide. It links that student to two other young men who took their lives and to a fifth death that is under investigation. The Associated Press is not naming the student because he has not been charged with the crime. The Kansas City Star reports the five all died during the 2016-2017 academic year. Three of the young men were members of the Alpha Kappa Lambda house, as was the student accused in the lawsuit. The parents say the school knew their sons struggled with depression and did not act to help them. A new report says a July survey of business supply managers suggests economic growth will slow over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwest and Plains states. The report issued today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 52.0 in July from 55.4 in June. It's the lowest figure in more than 3 years. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He blamed the slowdown on weak farm income, produced in part by tariffs and flooding. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that suggests decline. Kansas City has inaugurated Quentin Lucas as its new mayor. Lucas took office following a swearing-in ceremony today at City Hall. 34-year-old Lucas succeeds two-term mayor Sly James. He defeated outgoing Councilwoman Jolie Justice in the mayor's race in June. In his inauguration speech, Lucas asked city leaders to work with him to get Kansas City off the FBI list of most violent cities and reduce the homicide rate. Lucas becomes the mayor of a city where he and his family were often homeless during his childhood on Kansas City's East Side. He graduated from Washington University in St. Louis and Cornell Law School and is a practicing attorney. Six new and six returning members of Kansas City's City Council also took office today. A former Columbia police officer was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 300 hours of community service for selling steroids in 2016. 37-year-old Gamal Castile pleaded guilty in June to 2 counts of possession of steroids. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Castile was given a suspended sentence, meaning the conviction will not be on his record if he successfully completes probation. The prosecuting attorney argued Castile should have the conviction on his record. Castile's attorney argued he deserved the suspended sentence because he had no prior criminal record, cooperated with authorities, and had lost his career as an officer. 7 officers, including interim police chief Jeff Jones, testified as character witnesses during Tuesday's sentencing hearing. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.